Hallelujah. Glory, glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless God for his mercies. We bless God for his loving kindness. We bless God for wonders and his mighty power upon our lives, upon our family. Wherever you are, begin to worship the Lord. Give God the glory. Give God the adoration. Bless his holy name for giving you opportunity to see another beautiful day. The fifth day of the month of December, year 2021. Appreciate him and worship him. Magrako lezope lekreke dezompia kala kende lebo ronsompia katarakada. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Lift up your voices and worship the Lord. Just bless his name and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I give you glory for making it possible for me to see the fifth day of the month of December, year 2021. I bless your name. I worship your name. I adore your name. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you adoration. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be lifted up. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we honor you. Blessed be thy name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. And adored, so we lift up holy hands in one accord. Singing, blessed be thy name. Hallelujah. Blessed be thy name, Jehovah. Blessed be thy name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. La lo krabo shende yere karaba. I speak into the life of someone that is hearing me now. The yoke of darkness in your life is broken completely in the name of Jesus Christ. The arrow that was shot at you in the dream, I command the arrow in the name of Jesus to jump out of your body and go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every conspiracy in the heavens, conspiracy in the water, conspiracy under the ground against you, against your family, I command it to scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power planning to bury you shall be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that hates your existence shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. The month of December will not swallow any one of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where you must not be, you will not be there. Places you must not go, you will not go there. The food you must not eat, you will not eat it in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power calling your name from the grave shall be silenced and be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil network against your destiny, witchcraft network against your destiny, shall be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. I command right now that your destiny helper shall locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life, oh, you will meet with your destiny helpers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God shall bless you. God shall lift you up. God shall do great work in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness in your body shall get out and go back to the sender in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When you sleep, you will sleep well. When you wake up, you will wake up strong in the name of Jesus Christ. Every dream of death, I destroy it. I cancel it. It shall not see the light of the day in the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative prophecy that anyone has prophesied against you, I cancel that prophecy. I destroy it. I paralyze it. It will not see the light of the day in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Meeting. This prayer meeting comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 o'clock. And God has been using this prayer meeting to do a lot in the life of people. I'm trusting God that God is going to touch you. I'm trusting God that God is going to minister to your case. I'm trusting God that God is going to fight for you. I'm trusting God that God is going to extend his mercy upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I believe that God will do one wonders in your life in Jesus' name. I want you to cry this prayer loud and clear. I want you to pray like a soldier. Pray with spirit of enough is enough. Say, every evil altar assigned to stagnate me, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar assigned to stagnate me, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar assigned to stagnate me, cast fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every satanic injection in the dream, I neutralize your effect in the name of Jesus. Every satanic injection in the dream, I neutralize your effect in the name of Jesus. Every satanic injection in the dream, I neutralize your effect in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, witchcraft program sickness in my life, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft program sickness in my life, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft program sickness in my body, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any organ of my body that is not functioning very well, receive deliverance and begin to function well in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body that is not functioning very well, receive deliverance and begin to function very well in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body that is not functioning very well, receive deliverance and begin to function very well in Jesus' name we pray. Say, glory killers of my father's house, my glory is not in your hand, in the name of Jesus. Glory killers of my father's house, my glory is not in your hand, in Jesus' name we pray. These are prayers you must pray at this time. Say, glory killer of my mother's house, my glory is not in your hand, in the name of Jesus. Glory killers of my mother's house, my glory is not in your hand, in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory killers of my mother's house, my glory is not in your hand, in Jesus' name. Pray. In case you are joining us for the first time and you don't understand that prayer, what I've said is, glory killer of my mother's house, my glory is not in your hand, die. Glory killer of my father's house, my glory is not in your hand, die. You lay emphasis on it and God is going to answer you by fire. You are going to pray this one very well. Say, powers using satanic animal to attack me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Powers using satanic animal to attack me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Powers using satanic animal to attack me in the dream, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. A lot of things that happen in that place, and many more things will happen. I want you to listen to me very well as I give you this lecture. And I pray that God will open your understanding in Jesus' name. The danger of evil consumption. The danger of evil consumption. You remember that it was food that Adam and Eve ate. It was the fruit they ate. And they fell from the presence of God. They ate that fruit and they fell. That was what we call evil consumption. Beloved, the enemy has designed different methods to penetrate into the heart of man, to penetrate into the life of man, to penetrate into the body of man, to plant evil into their lives. That is why the Bible said in Matthew that while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares and went his way. No wonder the Bible said very categorically in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, that every tree that the Lord has not planted shall be uprooted. And the Bible said in Matthew chapter 13, verse 25, the Bible says that while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares and went on his way. It is very dangerous when the enemy is coming and we cannot detect. And it's very dangerous when the enemy finds access into our destiny and they plant evil and they move on his way. Our life is like a garden. Our life is like a room. Our life is like a farmland. The enemy wants to plant inside. God wants to plant inside. And that is why you see a lot of things happening now. We need to be very careful as we are moving these last days. There is something we know as evil consumption. What are evil consumption? Number one, it is eating and drinking in the dream. When you eat and drink in the dream, it's a very dangerous thing. Because what you are eating, you don't know. What they presented before you is not what you are eating. What they have presented before you will come in that materialized form. And when you eat it, it dematerializes and becomes that thing that it must be. You must understand that. Many people have eaten a lot of dangerous things that have destroyed their system. And many problems has begun from that place. What is evil consumption? It is eating and drinking right from satanic restaurants. Drinking and eating from satanic restaurant. It has become a problem. Drinking and eating in satanic restaurant can become a problem to many people today. What is evil consumption? It is being fed by evil caterer. You are fed by evil caterer. That is what we call evil consumption. What is evil consumption? Evil consumption is eating the food that is sacrificed to idol. Eating the food that is sacrificed to idol will always lead to a dangerous implication and dangerous thing in the life of people. What is evil consumption? It is eating and drinking at the shrine or at the local shrine. What is evil consumption? It is eating and drinking on evil altar. What is evil consumption? It is eating a food that is placed at a particular local altar around. It is eating the food we call sacrifice. This will always bring a problem. When people eat from these different areas I've mentioned, whether eating the dream, eating on evil altar, eating at a shrine, eating in a satanic restaurant, all these will always bring forth seven things in the life of people. Number one, when there is evil consumption and you don't know what to do, it will generate to seven things. Number one, it will bring sickness into the life of that person. And that sickness, they will use drug, they will use this, they will use that, they will not be able to resolve it. Because it is through the food of the night. Leko prakosha. Anyone that is eating constantly in the dream, I command the covenant established in your life that is walking you to that level to be broken in Jesus' name. That is the problem of eating in the dream. It will bring sickness. Most of the sickness can be very terminal. And this is the problem we have now. Number two, it will make you weak spiritually. You won't be able to pray. You won't be able to read the Bible. You will be tired if you want to pray because you have been fed. You will lose the strength of prayers because you have been fed. Number three, it will introduce strangers into your life. It will introduce strangers into your life because you have been fed right from the satanic restaurant. It will introduce strangers into your life. Four, eating in the dream or eating on the dining table of darkness, it will bring you under control of the evil power that has fed you. It will bring you under control. That evil power will have dominion over you. They will exercise authority. They can control you to go and beat your child anyhow, to go and beat your wife anyhow. You will see a man just begin to misbehave, a woman misbehaving. This is because there is evil consumption that has taken place. And this can be very, very dangerous if you don't deal with it. Our assignment is to deal with that kind of consumption. Our assignment is to break the yoke. What is number one? What is number four or five? It will bring that person into a covenant or no covenant. He's going into a covenant with some strange spirit he does not know. He doesn't know the terms of covenant. He doesn't know the duration of that covenant. What that covenant is all about, he doesn't know. But he's inside the covenant already. She's inside the covenant already. And she doesn't know. This is the most dangerous thing that can happen to someone. When you are having a covenant with somebody, having a covenant with a spirit, and you do not understand. What is the next point? When there is evil consumption, listen very well. It can serve as satanic initiation. That fellow can be initiated into the witchcraft group. He will not know, or she will not know. She will become a blind witch. She will not know that she's being used as a witch. There are many people today that they call them witch, but they don't know they are witches because the enemy has caught up with them. That is what evil consumption can do. When you eat more on the table of darkness, it will bring a link, a kind of bond between you and the spirit that has fed you. You become an errand boy. You become an errand boy, errand girl, just because you have eaten satanic food. But there are things you can do. Number one, you must develop aggressive anger against that kind of thing. Number two, repent of your sin, confess of your sin, tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Number three, develop aggressive prayer lifestyle. That is why we have been bringing out this program around 12 midnight. If you pray this program, we send out every 12 midnight, and you pray it aggressively. If you pray it more than, even though how many minutes are we spending, just about 20 minutes, you can go back and pray it more. You can take one prayer point and spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes on each. Before you know, you see the Lord working wonders in your life. And that is what I want you to do. Whatever you are, begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, please have mercy upon me. Deliver me. And the Lord will do so. Maga gralo sotopia kada kada kada. Immediately, such thing that happened, what we need to do is just develop aggressive prayer lifestyle. Then you can also take a particular prayer anointing oil. If you have anointing oil, probably you have eaten the dream and you have woken up, take anointing oil, put it there, and command fire to burn it off. It will be burnt off. Get ready right now as we pray. There are 7 prayers we need to pray against evil consumption. And I want you to master this prayer. Probably you may need to go and pray the prayer on your own and take your time praying it. Get ready right now. But before we pray, get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on them right now. Get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on them. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. We thank you because you are a good God. You never fail. You are God of wonders. I present this oil before you. Let the oil be charged with fire. Let the oil be charged with the blood of Jesus. Let the water be charged with fire. Let the water be charged with the blood of Jesus Christ. They shall become an instrument of power, instrument of deliverance, instrument of healing. In Jesus' name. Drink it now. Aha. Now get ready. 7 hot aggressive prayers. Le coco pieo de sutica. Are you ready now? You will say like this. Say, power feeding me in the dream. Your end has come. In the name of Jesus. Powers feeding me in the dream. Your end has come. In the name of Jesus. Powers feeding me in the dream. Your end has come. In the name of Jesus. Power feeding me in the dream. Your end has come. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every local shrine in my village having my picture, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every local shrine in my village having my picture, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this one very, very well, please. Say, any power controlling my destiny through satanic altar. In the name of Jesus. Any power controlling my destiny through satanic altar. In the name of Jesus. Any power controlling my destiny through satanic altar. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest now. Say this one loud and clear. Are you ready now? Say, satanic ketra assigned against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Satanic ketra assigned against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Satanic ketra assigned against my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil animal programmed into my blood, get out. In the name of Jesus. Evil animal programmed into my blood, get out. In the name of Jesus. Evil animal programmed into my blood, get out. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head and pray very well. Thank you, Father. Say, every hidden covenant with witchcraft that is affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with witchcraft that is affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with witchcraft that is affecting my life, break, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers oppressing me to feed me in the night. In the name of Jesus. Powers oppressing me to feed me in the night. In Jesus' name, pray. There's somebody that needs to pray this next one very well. Just take the oil and anoint your stomach. Pray very well. Say, strong man attached to sleep with me, attached to walk with me. Let's change this prayer and pray very well. Strong man assigned to sleep with me, assigned to walk with me, assigned to move with me. In the name of Jesus, strong man, assigned to sleep with me, assigned to walk with me, assigned to do with me.
in the name of Jesus. Strong man, assigned to sleep with me, assigned to walk with me, assigned to monitor me. In the name of Jesus, strong man, assigned to sleep with me, assigned to walk with me, assigned to monitor me. In Jesus' name, pray. Get the prayer again. Strong man, assigned to sleep with me, assigned to walk with me, assigned to monitor me. Die. Pray this prayer for 3 days. Spend 15 minutes. While you are praying the prayer, anoint your navel while you pray that prayer. Pray very well. And pray very, very well. You will see what God will do. Thank you, Father. Let's pray it again. Say, strong man, assigned to sleep with me, assigned to walk with me, assigned to monitor me. Your time has come. Your end has come. Your end has come. Yeah! In the name of Jesus, strong man, assigned to sleep with me, assigned to walk with me, assigned to monitor me. Your end has come. Name we pray. Please, you have to take your time to pray this prayer very well with aggression. When you pray fire prayer, enemy disappear. The Bible say the day on the day that I cry, my enemy turn back. This I know because God is with me. When you cry unto the Lord, your enemy will turn back. I pray for somebody today that God will visit you. There'll be testimony in your life in Jesus' name. Anoint your hand, Father. I bless that hand shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, anoint your leg. I pray that the leg shall prosper and the leg shall take you to a land of promise, land of location, land of destiny, and land of fulfillment in Jesus' name we pray. All prayer requests lifted up, I pray they shall be answered by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, those looking for the fruit of the womb, be blessed now. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who have not married and you have reached the age to get married, the Holy Ghost will locate you within 3 months and you'll be testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the Lord will touch all business that are down. The Lord will touch your life, will touch your destiny. All heads that are really weak shall receive strength and there will be testimony in Jesus' name. No power will waste your life. You shall not be wasted. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across back to us, send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fexter Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you so much. Make sure you read Psalm 91 and make sure you take your time to praise God. God is with you. God shall continue to guide you. The presence of the Lord shall not depart from you. God bless you in Jesus' name. I can see somebody right now. The Lord is lifting you up. And I can see some arrow fire to your body getting out. As we prayed that prayer, something was coming out like pin from the womb of that sister. Coming out like pin. Yes, from the body. This is mighty. The hand of God is already working. And there will be complete deliverance in Jesus' name. Stay blessed. God bless you. Have enjoyed this very particular day. And this wonderful day. Today is the first Sunday of the month of December, year 2021. God bless you in Jesus' name.